Hello and welcome. This is Cody Tucker here, and I've had some pretty interesting things that have happened today, and I wanted to share that with you. And this title of this podcast is going to be, "Do you really intend to go the extra mile 100% of the time?" And in the last 2 years, I've been working with a very successful unnamed entrepreneur, and I've truly never met anyone that has been more dedicated to their business than him. He really does go 100% in on everything. And myself, I've always been about the school of thought that you should put on effort, higher effort on the things that would give the greatest return, and then work smarter and not harder on the things that may not matter as much. And what I've determined throughout this time is that no matter what, as long as you have a rule or a system that determines what you will do and how far you will go, you'll be successful. I plan on putting this more out there in the episode, so stay with us. We're going to get started right now. So, what does it mean to go all in, and how often should you do it? Well, my thesis for today is that as long as you have the rule or system that really lines that out for you and holds you accountable, you will be successful. And what I mean by that is the people that are more naturally bent to really hone in on the things they think are the most profitable are will miss some of the things that may be the most personal and may be the most highly effective. And as far as building relationships, because if they're a numbers guy, kind of like myself, and then the generations that have really taken up in myself again, I'm 26 years old, and my generation has given up on some of the things that have been very personal and made the business owners of last generation be so successful. And that's why I have determined a system of what I will do and what I will allow myself to skimp on to really try and avoid these pitfalls of automation. So, some of the things that I will never let myself do is miss out on a time to connect with somebody at a deeper level. And that's kind of a general rule for me is that if there is a conversation, say I'm on the phone with somebody and I feel them wanting to go deeper. Even though it may take us off track, I will continue on that line until, they make their point or we've connected more. And that's something I find is very effective. Also, and this is a character defect of mine, very truly, that I have a lazy streak in me. And I think a lot of times we work out of that. And my lazy streak would not be not wanting to work and not wanting to get the best, but it would definitely be along the lines of wanting to do just enough to get by. And that's why I've made my system and say, if this was, say, if I'm talking about a client, if this was my business, would I really stop here? And a lot of times I catch myself and I say, would you really stop there if this was your baby? And I push myself a little farther and I keep going, even though sometimes it can push me back on the deliverables. And so I sometimes have to go to the client and say, hey, this is why this is taking a little longer, but I hope you see the value and I think this is what you're going to get. So please forgive me that I told you I was going to get it done at this time, but I will definitely hold to the schedule. And that's just something I've tried to push for, and then not to lose on the schedules of things, to really work and be accountable to my employees and customers as well, that I will do what I say I will, and do, yeah, keep true to my word. So that's a couple of the rules that I've given myself to follow, is to always go further when I can tell somebody wants to always go further when I can see I would go further if it was my business. And then three, always stay true to your word, no matter if it means you'll have to stay up a little longer and finish a project. If you say something's going to happen, then you better make it happen. And those three rules, and I may definitely add to those later on in life, but that really to me feels like a good point of reference. So, and now in the next section, I'm going to talk more about the things that I may not value more. And then I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. If it's something, a story that you have that maybe something has generated sales or just a great, interesting story you want to share, please just send me a message with those. And then so we're going to get started on the things that may help you automate your business more and really excel in the working smarter stage. So stay with me. We'll be right back. Hey guys, and welcome back. I want to share a funny story that I think a lot of non-marketers may miss. And I've always liked this, and I'm sure many people have used this example before, but I haven't heard many people do. So I want to take you back to a time when every business you heard of was on this going green kick, and they did not want to send out paper bills anymore because they wanted to go green. They were environmentally friendly and they wanted to help the environment by getting your email address and sending your bills and your communications through email. Now, how good of a tool has email become for businesses, and how much cheaper is it to and simpler to send out thousands of bills to your customers by hitting the email button from, an accounting software, where before those thousands of bills had to be printed out, folded, stuffed, addressed. If they didn't have window envelopes, they had to be stamped, then they had to be, taken to the post office or picked up. Otherwise, you had that wait time, and direct mail was going to the wayside. Now take this example onto what we're talking about, whereas we want to go 100% in all the time. What if those businesses said, no, I'm not going to subject my customers to this getting their email business. That's not what I want to do to my customers. I want them to be happy with me. I want to send them the paper bill. They like their paper bill. And they pass that by and they don't get the email addresses. Now, fast forward, we're at 2018 right now. How are those businesses doing? I imagine some of them are here listening to me and they're seeing the crunch of we really have to get email addresses. We need to do this. Now, the bad part of that is email is going to the wayside now. And you never want to be in that point that you're trying to catch up to the slowest horse. And that's the kind of stuff that going 100% in all the time because we think it's going to have the best effect on our customers. I love making decisions off of analytics and numbers. I want to be able to know what my return is once I do a change, and I want to know how much people enjoy and value that way of communication before I would ever switch it. So I start, and this is where I'm definitely a person that is more focused on their business first and then their customer's business second. Because, and this is how I rationalize that thought. And so please don't run away at the sight of this, at the hearing of this, please. Because I want to be a business that will be around and have the best technologies and the best abilities to serve my customers in the greatest capacity. So I do start myself focused first, And then I work my way back to how can I help the customer the most? And I've talked with my business partner about this in the other business, and this because he's very much customer first approach. And that's where I defend myself and say, yes, but we have to provide the best level of service and test out all these new things so we can offer it to our clients. And so it's a total balancing act. And as long as you have that in place, you will definitely be in the right place with your customers. And so my personal opinion on how to make these moves is I do try to make these moves first and adapt to the newest technology first and try to innovate. So I try to determine things that maybe people aren't doing because there is a niche. Because I mean, how great would it have been to be the guy that invented email or that really first started using email for business or for the first person that started using online video for your business or the first person that starts using messenger bots for your business or sales funnels or the list goes on and on. And truthfully, if you are not innovating in a business, you are going backwards. So I hope that explanation and example of emails and how every utility company in the world said we are going green, we're going to stop sending out paper bills, please give us your email and we will move forward. Or every bank that started with the online portal. And I'm sure there were some banks that said, no, we want to have that. We don't want to lose that personal feel. We want to let people come in here. We don't want them to think we don't want them in here. We want to service our customers and be customer first orientated. Well, how do they know that they're giving the best possible service to them without trying it? And so that's our time today, and I hope that makes sense. Again, please drop a message to me if you have any questions or you just have a rebuttal. If you don't like what I said, just send a message and we'll talk about it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So, that's our time. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. God bless.